Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Doug Obey is our guest, our good friend. He's a certified financial investment advisor, registered investment advisor, the author of Money and the Human Condition, the managing member of Karma Ventures. Doug, thanks again for being here. One of the things that's going on right now that you've been following in some parts of the country is price controls. You've been reporting on rent controls in Boston, right?
Well, the Boston City Council proposed a 5% maximum on any rent increases in the city. And I looked for that vote, and I have not seen it. So it either was voted down or it has yet to be voted on, because otherwise you would hear about that.
But,
you know, what that does, I mean, I understand that politicians in general try and placate the general population. And so when people are complaining about rents going through the roof, all right, their first response is to keep that from happening. And so this is their attempt at doing that. But whenever government gets in the way of natural supply and demand and price controls, it causes shortages.
You mean like minimum wage?
Yeah, that's a good point, yes.
Yeah.
But if, in fact, they limit what landlords can make on their property, a lot of landlords, first off, will simply sell, all right, especially the smaller landlords that can't afford to continue maintaining property prices, paying the ever-increasing real estate taxes and such, they'll sell into a very, you know, white-hot market, make a lot of money, walk away, but there's one more rental unit that goes off the market. And so by doing this and every other price control, it creates shortages. And this would if it's enacted, it will reduce the amount of rental units in the city.
The more you regulate something, the more you tax something, the less you get of it.
Absolutely.
That's an Occam's razor comment that I didn't say first. Some other smart person said that first. But it is a razor, because it cuts to the chase. It's a very simple way of explaining reality, and there's plenty of evidence to back this up. The more you regulate and tax and or tax something, the less you get of it. So what you're saying is, the more they try to affect by government fiat rent control, price controls on rents, the less rental houses that will be available.
That's right. And that goes across everything. The very first chapter of my book, and that's why it was so important, capitalism, the great equalizer in a free society.
Yep.
And the first tenet of capitalism is supply and demand, as you know, Jim.
Yep.
And whenever governments around the world have tried to control prices, all right, it's backfired and caused shortages every time. And Venezuela right now is suffering from that effect.
Venezuela is a basket case right now.
It's an absolute basket case, and it's because of years of policy failures
and socialism.
And socialism, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is interesting in this election cycle too, that Bernie Sanders did so well, because it basically says that a lot of people, a lot of young people especially, because it seems like that's who he attracted in many of his votes, are not educated on the ills of socialism.
Well, they need to make a trip down to Venezuela if they want more free stuff, if they want more socialism, if they're attracted to candidates who are saying, "Let me give you stuff." They need to take a trip. We're going to find a way to get them all down there. Take a road trip to Venezuela and see how things are going down there. Ask those people how they now like having been given free stuff.
Right, and you know, I think a lot of the reason why you're having the turmoil.
You know, we got to say this. It's still free in Venezuela. There's just not any of it. The price, hey folks, the price hasn't changed. It's still free. You just can't get it.
Very good point.
Go ahead, Doug.
I think one of the reasons why Europe is going through the turmoil they're going through is sort of a price control issue. Countries have always tried to balance their trade by pricing their currency.
Yep.
Unfortunately, anyone in the Eurozone or any country in the Eurozone, all right, does not have their own currency anymore. So they can't reduce the price of their exports, which by deflating or debasing their currency. And if they were able to debase their currency, they could actually get out of the mess they're in. Like, for example, Greece. Greece's wages were higher than those of Germany.
Right.
And their benefits were greater than that of the more wealthy countries, Germany, you know, the northern tier of Europe.
Right.
And they got retirement at, I think, 56, 57. I mean, it was just kind of crazy.
So,
but if they debased their currency, if they had a currency to debase, that would, in fact, reduce all those.
But they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. And that's what's going to – this is something that's not being talked about England.
Well,
because look what's happening to the pound. Hold on to that thought, Doug. We're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
Doug Obi, and I will be right back. Don't forget, his book is called Money and the Human Condition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.